You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cisternino here with some amazing Race 33 exit press. And that's the first time I've gotten to say that sentence here in this brand new season of The Amazing Race. When a team is eliminated from here on out, myself and Jessica Leese will be able to have a short conversation with them, and we will bring you those conversations here as a separate podcast here in the main Robinson podcast feed and in our Amazing Race podcast feed. I will be getting together with Jessica Leese and Mike Bloom later this afternoon when we do our Amazing Race 33 recap to recap everything that happened in the first post-blip leg of the Amazing Race. And we will get into all sorts of things about how Michael and Mo were eliminated from the Amazing Race for the second time out. So be on the lookout for that. No tar pit this weekend. So it's going to be this and our recap here for our coverage for the Amazing Race here for this week. This interview was recorded earlier in the day today. You could listen to it here, or of course, you could check out these interviews actually on video on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Let's bring you our interview with Michael and Mo. Hey, Michael and Mo, this is Rob Cisternino here with Jessica Leese for Rob Has a Podcast. Nice to finally get the chance to speak with you both.
Oh, man, it's our
pleasure.
Can you tell us a little bit about the new game plan that you two came into the return of the Amazing Race with last night?
Basically, it was just to listen to each other, make sure we take our time, stay with the pack. I think there's safety in numbers. So we said we'll stay with the pack and see what they do and try to do that. But unfortunately, we're in first place and didn't want to lose first place a little bit. And we tried to lead the pack and the pack wasn't with us anymore.
You had it for a fleeting moment in the car. Yeah, said, we're in first.
Hey, they can't take this away from us. We were first in the race.
So about how much time did you have between learning you were invited back and coming back? And did you have an inkling that that might happen?
Well, there was 19 months, there was that 19 month labor. In fact, to be perfectly honest with you, we didn't even know if the race was even going to continue at all. We would speak with, everybody from the staff, from the show briefly here and there. But then you start reading blogs, you start reading certain things on the internet. And it's like, I remember reading an article about, they didn't even know if they were even going to renew the contract for the race. I was like, man, they may not even really continue it, but then at the same time, we were like, well, at least we got an opportunity to go on a show. So, 19 months goes by. And at this point, there's no way we are even thinking about us even having a second opportunity, especially with COVID going on. I mean, it just seems like, okay, things are crazy with COVID, and they die down a little bit, and then now they go back crazy. I mean, we're still in 2022 and still going crazy, So for us to get that call and say, hey, there's a possibility we can actually bring you back on the show you guys are coming back on the show. It was absolutely unbelievable.
Definitely.
Was there any reservation about potentially going back? Did either of you have cold feet to try to come back and try it again?
I think, we really wanted to have a second opportunity.
Mike, let me stop you. I need you to tell them why you had cold feet, because you did for one reason. I need you to say, what that situation was.
So, you know, during that time frame, I would probably say like the week of we were about to leave to come to the race. I was hit with a family tragedy where like my grandmother had went into the hospital, you know, and, you know, like a grandmother, you know, this is somebody that has been in my life, you know, forever, you know, and, you know, grandparents hold a certain place in, you know, in your heart. So like literally it went from, you know, hey, let's just hope that, you know, she's going to recover and she's going to get out of here to, well, we're going to pull the plug,
right?
You know, and I was at least able to, you know, say goodbye to her, but I was basically put in a situation where I'm like, I'm not going to come on a race and miss my grandmother's funeral. Like, how can I miss my, there's no dollar amount in the world that's worth me missing my grandmother's funeral, to the point where my mom literally, my family had to force me to go. They said, listen, your grandmother will be absolutely upset if you do not go do this race. She will be there with you spiritually. So coming back on a race, I didn't really know how I was going to be able to handle this. Like, I always pride myself on being like very strong mentally, but at the same time, you know, you're human and you can only try to fight things off for so long. So, you know, and this is where I think that we really owe, well, I owe a lot to the rest of the cast members, because they really helped me to get through this time, especially like off the camera. You know, and this is why, you know, where they were friends first now turned into family, you know, and we talked to them every single day in a group chat. Like, I tried to stay as focused as I possibly could, but like there were some moments where on the show and I was kind of worried. I didn't really know if they were going to show it or not, where I just basically just broke down because it was like, I'm focused. But especially, I think the first time was during the belt challenge.
Yep.
Like things just really started to get really frustrating for me. And then my mind kind of like started drifting and I felt like I was letting her down, you know, and like, man, I probably should have just stayed at home. And it's just going back and forth, all different types of emotions. But I'm like, no, you got to keep going. But like I said, I think I really owe a lot to the rest of the cast members, because they really helped me get through a troubling time and I love them for life for that. Yeah. Really.
Michael, thank you for sharing all that. That was really amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
So I think you don't have anything to be ashamed of with your performance. I think you guys did amazingly. But what I couldn't tell was, what was the biggest contributor there? Because it seemed like you were right with the pack and then you weren't.
So the biggest contributor that they didn't show was we had to do an extra speed bump. So you'll see pictures out there surfacing, going around where, you know, you see me next to a big bale of cabbage. And Mike was the cabbage. So Mike was in the cabbage, and we had to, I had to steer him with my voice and lead him to bales of hay and literally kind of dive out the way of the bale of hay before he knocked it over. And that was the next task we had to do. So, I mean, we would have been top four or five, even with the problems we had with the belt, if not for having to go to that. And what happened with that is, honestly, you know, we got lost going to that challenge because it was just out the way of where everything else was. So that kind of put us behind. But, you know, that was probably the main thing that really slowed us up from, you know, probably, you know, still being on the race next week.
Yeah. So there was a speed bump for the teams, for you and Arun and Natalia over that. Yep. Okay. Yes. That is almost like if you ended up like last place on a non-elimination leg.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you see, which was funny, like, you know, we were right with them when that belt.
Yeah.
When they finished, Mike really, you know, he's like, oh, and I was like, no, we got to finish, you know, but that we knew it was going to be between us two because we had to do that extra task. So that's where that emotion came from. Like, man, if we don't catch them, it's going to be hard to stay on the show this time.
And let me be the first to tell you, okay, that cabbage, it owned me. Okay.
What do you mean it owned you?
Listen, one thing I pride myself in, it's been super physically fit, you know, like I said, I'm a pro bodybuilder now, but this right here was one of the hardest things I ever had to do physically. Like I've never been in a situation where something was literally throwing me around like a rag doll to the point where I had to figure out a strategy. I said, wait a minute, I can't stand up in here and try to run because I've flipped at least 4 or 5 times. I said, maybe I should try to push you on my knees. Like it's cold outside. My socks and feet are soaking wet. I'm slipping all over the place and I keep pushing it. And then it's throwing me over here and throwing me over there. I said, okay, this can't be it. Mm-hmm. This cannot be it. There has to be a way to do this. So now this is when you have to really trust your partner's voice. And luckily I was able to listen to him pretty clear and, you know, just kind of like start going slow with it. That right there was not the speed thing. If you go too fast, it like literally it was going to be very, very, very bad. So
I'm just laughing. I'm thinking back. All you hear, like you hear Mike and he's like, ooh, ooh. And the cabbage is just throwing them around. So like, I'm, you know, of course we're rushing. And so we're, you know, it's very intense times, but I'm laughing just watching this cabbage own. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, at one point in time, I just laid in the cabbage like this. I said, okay. All right. Let's regroup.
Right.
Get up.
Has this changed your feelings toward cabbage? Like, are you still able to eat coleslaw or do you feel like you're punishing cabbage when you do that?
Let me tell you something. If I walk in a grocery store, I'm looking straight ahead. I won't even look in the produce department. I'm going straight ahead. I am haunted by cabbage the rest of my life.
Yo, that's so fun.
Can I ask a question with the belt challenge? That it seemed like that there was a moment where Arun and Natalia talked about how they had to make up a story about the medallions that were on the belt. Was that part of it? Did you have to come up with a story?
Yeah, so they gave you a story. They narrated a story on the paper. And the way they narrated the story didn't make much sense to us. Mike, tell them what, because Mike knows this verbatim. So we'll let Mike tell.
Like, just the way that the story read, that's not how it actually went on the belt. Like, just for an example, right? If you think about this, how the story ended is when you found a baby calf, you found him playing with the goat underneath the sun, underneath the sun. So theoretically, you go, if the baby calf was found playing with the goat, they're going to be next to each other. That is not how they went on the belt. The goat was down here and the baby calf was on the complete opposite end. So it's like, this does not make any sense. So for us, it came down to we were really confused. It's like, man, we've read this about 50 times over. And every time we keep doing it this way, it's not coming out like that. It doesn't make any sense. And by the time we finally got the belt together, like we were so frustrated. I said, you know what, man, let's just try to do it the complete opposite way. And that actually wound up turning to be the right way. But even still to this day, it doesn't make sense. It just,
not, if like cat, literally, it, said, let's do it the way it doesn't make sense. And it wound up being the way. I was like, whatever.
Okay. Well,
it's incredible.
Yeah. I want you two to know that you were my winner pick for this season of The Amazing Race. So that I'm feeling a lot better about my pick now, having spoken to the both of you.
Good.
I had the right instincts.
No. I mean, literally, I literally think if we'd have just got through that first day, we'd have been a force to be reckoned with. It was just too, it was too tough on the second time to come back and overcome the speed bump with that. And, you know, just that first time, you know, we just weren't good. But I if we ever get a chance to get a third,
let's do it.
They
say, hey, you hear that? They say there's a chance.
There's always a chance.
Hey, I wanted to see if I could get a prediction from you two about, there's a big football game coming up on Sunday. The Bills and the Chiefs. Who you got?
Wait a minute. Are you talking about Super Bowl Bills? That's where we're going.
Are you referring to the Mafia?
The Bills Mafia. You know what? Like the Buffalo Bills organization, you know, we love them. They have been tremendous. We've done a lot of different things with them. And we know a lot of the players as well. And we're really, really rooting for them. You know, hopefully we can, you know, get we can get past that hurdle of us going to the Super Bowl before, where unfortunately somebody who has the same name as me, Scott Norwood, who missed the field goal, we can get that out of Buffalo history and hopefully make history this year.
Okay.
Now everyone loves a do-over, right?
Yes.
Nah, but the prediction is I'll predict. I'm gonna go 34-21.
Okay. 34-21 right. Bills.
Bills. Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
All right. Of course. You can catch it on CBS. Okay.
All right. CBS, baby.
Michael and Mo, thank you so much for coming on and chatting with us. And you guys seem awesome. And all the best outside of Amazing Race.
And thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you so much. Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right, everybody. There you have it. That was our interview with Michael and Mo. Thanks again to Jessica for stopping in for that one. Hopefully, you will check out our recap of this week's episode of The Amazing Race. Myself and Mike and Jess are going to get together to talk about everything we saw from week number 3 of The Amazing Race 33. Again, no Tar Pit this weekend. We'll be back with another Amazing Race recap coming up next week. And of course, this week, we are also going to be launching a brand new edition of Rob as a Podcast. It's called The Weekly Rehap Up, where we're going to bring you the best of RHAP every single week. If you see things happening or you heard something that you feel like has to be included in this week's Rehap Up, then go ahead and send us your notes at robhasawebsite.com/bestof, BESTOF. robhasawebsite.com/bestof. Thanks for checking out the exit interview. More exit interviews to come as the season goes along, and check out the rest of our Amazing Race coverage when you subscribe to our podcast feed at robhasawebsite.com/TAR feed or robhasawebsite.com/subscribe. Thank you so much. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.